Welcome back. You're listening to Late Night with Lyricasts. So I was talking with a friend the other day, and we were joking about how, do you remember back in high school when you learned all of those techniques and those rules for how to write well, how to prepare a good essay, how to write creatively well? You know what's funny? It's all BS. Because, yeah, when you're 16 and 17, you're following these, and I guess they need to give you some kind of prescription, some kind of set of things you follow in order to create something that is well-written, right? But what ends up happening, and everyone realizes this, once you get out of high school for a while and you have to write on your own, whether it's for a blog or a newspaper or even your business, a proposal, what have you. You realize that all of that stuff you learned in school is complete gibberish. It's just total BS that does not apply to the real world in any way, shape, or form. Like, if I think back, I remember some of the things I learned in high school were like, never use contractions. I remember that one as early as middle school. Yeah, never use contractions. So rather than saying can't or wouldn't, you would say cannot or would not. And yeah, we just accept, yep, that's the rules. It doesn't matter where it comes from or whether it makes sense. This is something that you follow. And then you get out of school and you realize, like, once you actually start thinking a little more critically, that makes absolutely no sense. And it's so just over the top, like, that just applies to every single thing you would ever write. Why would it matter if I wrote wouldn't or can't? Is that not how we speak in real life? And if you're writing a story or something a bit more personal, would you not want to have it reflect the way a person would actually speak? Of course you would. These are just gibberish rules that in high school we accept as being valid because who are we to question it? But if you really dig deep, you realize they're not based in anything true. And then another thing I remember doing in school is, well, you got to write this essay and they give you an exact word count you have to meet because that's how it works in the real world. You have to hit 1,000 characters regardless of what you're talking about or what you're writing about. And so what does every student end up doing? You end up adding filler throughout this entire essay. So you could probably get the essay done in one page, but you have to do 4 pages, so you end up just adding so much verbosity. Throw in needless adverbs and adjectives and verbs here, just anything that will make this one sentence that could probably very easily be conveyed with just a handful of words, and we will stretch that out for multiple lines, because at that age, you're not really interested in anything other than meeting the word count. And as long as we can meet it, yeah, it doesn't really matter if we're not saying anything extra. Somehow, just by meeting that goal, we're smarter, we're better. We created a more well-written essay or article than we would have if we had just kept it simple and written a single page that completely described what we had in mind. And really, I just think this is an example where school can send you down the wrong path. And it's even made worse by the fact that the books that we have to read in high school, really, they don't reflect modern day. It's not like, well, maybe in some schools, but at least where I went, you're not being asked to read current books. I always thought it was ridiculous. Like, make the kids read Harry Potter in middle school. That's what they're into. Get them excited about reading. But no, what ends up happening is they're told they have to read these very old books from the 30s and 40s that no kid can really relate to. And worse, the writing in these books, I mean, it's great, but it reflects a style of writing that we don't use today. So now kids try to emulate that for their articles and writing an essay, and it just kind of falls to pieces because it's not current. And that's why, like, have you ever read some of these old books where you can appreciate that they are works of art, but then at the same time, it's a burden to read them because it requires so much work on your part to understand where the author is going. And this is why it's funny, like, in many ways, I think young adult books made for young adults, that category, they're much more enjoyable to read. And I've heard somebody else bring this up, and I'm sorry, I just can't think who it is. It's somebody important said this. So you can research it on your own if you want. But yes, yeah, so somebody famous, some kind of famous writer said they really enjoy reading young adult books because they're not focused on being very complex. They are branding it for younger people. And as a result, these stories, at least the way they are conveyed, are very simple and direct. So in preparation for this podcast, I was reading a little bit about this, and I came across an article by Steve Rositer. Listen to this real quick. Quick paragraph. Quote unquote, Have you ever done one of those English class activities where the idea is to change all the boring verbs, like said and went, into more interesting ones? What about the one in which you make things more descriptive by sprinkling adjectives and adverbs all over the place? Now, the idea of this is to broaden students' vocabulary, but these exercises have the unfortunate side effect of making anything one writes sound utterly ridiculous. And that is so incredibly true. And really, you can kind of give the school a pass because they're trying to introduce these new concepts to you. But what ends up happening? They force you to take these things and work them into your writing. And as this person says, it has the unfortunate side effect of making anything one writes sound utterly ridiculous. Okay, so we're going to bring this over to code. Have you not seen the exact same thing true with programming? And we've talked about this probably a couple times on this podcast. A programmer learns something new. They try to take these concepts and they force them into their own coding. And what happens? Well, again, you have the unfortunate side effect of making anything one codes look utterly ridiculous. When you're looking at a project someone has built and you think, wow, was this made for humans? Like, at any point in the life cycle, did this guy or woman consider another human being will read this and will need to understand this? Does this at all describe what I'm trying to accomplish? Especially at this one point in our learning, and basically everyone goes through it. It's like this big hump where you're very much like a sponge, where you're just soaking up so much. You're going to conferences all the time. You're reading books. You're signing up for sites like Laracast. So you're just like a sponge at that point where you're consuming everything and you want to apply it all. And this is where it's tough because undeniably, in your attempt to apply all of this, your code's going to get worse. That concept, it's going to get worse before it gets better, is very true when it comes to learning how to write clear and simple code. My entire presentation at Laracon, probably 6 months ago, at the time of this recording, was about this very thing. The unbelievable difficulty involved with writing clear, simple code. And it's weird because it should be the most natural thing in the world, right? The APIs we write from scratch, especially from scratch, should be the most natural things in the world. But what do you find? Time and time again, it's not. You're looking at it and you're like, man, I just don't understand. What was this guy thinking? You know, you think of those comics where those programmer specific comics where somebody comes up to a computer and they think, what the hell was this person thinking? And how is that the case? How did we transition from clear, simple, direct code, very much like clear, simple, direct writing, but then suddenly we have proxies and factories and hydrator interfaces throughout all of our code, and it's just, is it any wonder that so many developers end up burning out? It's just too much to take in, especially if you have to work on a project like that for a long period of time. Okay, so yeah, that's it. I'm not sure what the end goal was with that one, but yeah, these are just things to think about in general. So many of these concepts, they crossover. You know, in a previous podcast, I talked about guitar and how learning guitar has very similar parallels to learning programming. So now we cross over to creative writing. And everything we learned in school, or at least most things we learned in school, yeah, you get out and you start to realize, you know what? I kind of have to unlearn this. And isn't that true for programming as well? You can soak in as much as you can, but at some point, you almost have to unlearn everything in order to advance to the next step. And it's definitely a hard thing to do. All right, until next time, I'm Jeffrey Way. I'll see you later.